Welcome to Fresh Bread with Raymond McCulloch. Raymond is the former editor of Irish Christian magazine Bread and, with his wife Jerry, directs Kingdom Come Trust based in Northern Ireland. He has pastored and led worship for several years in Belfast and is currently involved in music and media production.
Hi, I'm Raymond McCulloch. Welcome to episode 15 of our series, Fresh Bread, Your Kingdom Come, based on my book, The Whore and Her Mother, 9/11, Babylon, and the Return of the King. If you've missed the previous shows, don't worry. You can still play or download the podcast of previous shows from our website, kingdomcome.org.uk, or you can read the first few chapters of the book for free there, and you can download the relevant prophetic passages for your own study. You'll also find more information about the music and the content of each show, and you can read all the encouraging emails we receive about this and our previous shows. If you want to contact us, our email address is simply raymond@kingdomcome.org.uk, or just use the form on our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. In previous weeks, we've covered the preface, introduction, and the first 9 chapters of the book. Last week, we completed chapter 9, The Ten-Horned Beast. Let's sum up what we've covered in chapter 9. Who are the ten horns? 1. They willingly share with the harlot in her luxuries and fornications, though she is riding on their backs. 2. They are composed partly of iron, linked to the old Roman Empire, but also partly of clay, nations with no connection with the Roman Empire. Incidentally, this would rule out any direct connection with the European Economic Community, the EC. 3. The body which currently best fits the description of these economically strong nations is the G8 economic grouping, which makes decisions for the rest of the world. The numbers don't fit yet, but the G8 already involves representatives of China, India, and the UN, almost the 10 plus 1 required. 4. There is still just about time for a nation or nations to heed God's word and opt out of this evil destiny. Before we continue with chapter 10, newsflash, America is gone. We're going to listen to three sisters from Ontario, Canada. This is Searson with a tune called E&C. Chapter 10. Newsflash. America is gone. Imagine this news broadcast repeating around the world. We interrupt this program to bring you an urgent news bulletin. America has been attacked. In the early hours of this morning, thousands of missiles and warplanes attacked the United States of America. Warplanes are still flying across Canada, but there has been absolutely no response or counterattack from the USA. All communications from the USA have been cut off since 5 a.m. Eastern Time. We are relying on reports from ships off the coast of the USA who are reporting fires and smoke all the way along the Atlantic coast as far as the eye can see. Reports are also coming in of further devastation on the Pacific coast. I honestly can't believe what I'm reading. This seems like a fairy tale, but I repeat, America has suffered a devastating missile attack. At this stage, we don't know what damage has been inflicted, but military experts say this has the hallmarks of an all-out nuclear strike. The last news report received by Reuters was of the president attending a major celebration in New York City, expected to continue into the early hours. No communication has been received from there since, but from the one satellite we still have access to, it would appear that most American cities are now a smoking ruin. US satellites are not responding. We have no internet, phone, or radio communication whatsoever with the United States. Whatever has happened there is terrifying to contemplate. The world's only superpower appears to have been destroyed, annihilated, in a totally unprecedented attack. We don't know yet if anyone has survived, but there has been absolutely no sign of a counterattack or any kind of response from the US. The Prime Minister reports that he is dumbfounded with shock. "I've been trying the hotline to the President all morning," he said. "There is no reply." Meanwhile, stock markets in London, Brussels and around the world have suspended trading indefinitely. Now for a minute, just try to rerun that bulletin and replace the USA with, say, the Roman Catholic Church. How realistic does it sound now? It makes no sense, does it? Nor does it fit in with the words of the prophets. How will this fall of America take place? Who will the destroying forces be? Time is running out for the United States, and payback time is fast approaching. Remember, in the Revelation, the prophet John describes the prostitute Mega Babylon as riding upon a scarlet beast with 10 horns and 10 crowns on these horns. He describes other attributes of this beast as well, but let's just consider the 10 horns for now. We don't have any difficulty in interpreting their meaning because the angel in the same chapter clearly interprets it for us. Revelation 17 verse 12. "The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not yet begun to rule, but they receive power as kings for 1 hour along with the beast. They have one mind and they hand over their power and authority to the beast." Verse 16. "As for the 10 horns that you saw on the beast, they will hate the whore, bring her to ruin, leave her naked, eat her flesh, and consume her with fire. For God put in their hearts to do what will fulfill his purpose, that is, to be of one mind and give their kingdom to the beast until God's words have accomplished their intent." Who do the Hebrew prophets say will carry out this retribution? Firstly, that same 10-nation beast empire which until now has been carrying Babylon upon its back. Remember, some of the toes, the ones made of iron, are European countries formerly within the ancient Roman Empire. Habakkuk 2 verses 4 to 8. "See, he is puffed up. His desires are not upright, but the righteous will live by his faith. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest. Because he is as greedy as the grave, and like death is never satisfied, he gathers to himself all the nations and takes captive all the peoples. Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, 'Woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on? Will your debtors not suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their victim. Because you have plundered many nations, the peoples who are left will plunder you, for you have shed man's blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them." The fall of Babylon is partly the calling in of her debts. Her creditors will suddenly arise. The United States of America is continuing to run up a huge balance of payments deficit, currently more than $14.6 trillion. Among the 10 powerful nations of the G8 are several who hold those American debts. Currently the debt is owed firstly to China, the world's strongest economy at the moment, and secondly to Japan. Sooner or later, the debt will be called in, and China, Japan, and Russia, which holds a considerable portion of the debt, along with the other seven nations of the G10, will conspire to overthrow militarily and totally destroy the USA. This G8, G10 group at present includes Russia, Japan, and Germany. Do these nations not include many who still have reasons to be resentful of the USA and who may have scores to settle for previous military or economic humiliation? When Russia finally opted for a market economy during the Clinton era, the USA sent in a high-powered advisor, Richard Armitage, to help the Russians transition their economy. When he left, $500 billion had somehow disappeared out of the Russian economy, and the Russian government could no longer afford to pay its civil servants or even the soldiers of the Red Army. Instead, a small number of oligarchs suddenly had tremendous economic power and influence across the country.
Sweet rivers of redeeming love lie just before my eyes. Had I the pinions of a dove, I'd to those rivers fly. I'd rise superior to my pain, with joy outstrip the wind. I'd cross o'er Jordan's stormy main and leave this world behind. A few more days or years at most, my troubles will be o'er. I hope to join the heavenly host on Canaan's happy shore. My raptured soul shall drink and feast in love's unbounded sea. The glorious hope of endless rest is ravishing for me.
That was the Low Country Boys once again from County Down here in Northern Ireland, and an a cappella song called Sweet Rivers. Remember too that Russia still has many thousands of nuclear missiles formerly targeted towards the US. A nuclear strike against US nuclear silos would result in a catastrophe. Just look at the current nuclear problems in Japan after the 2010 tsunami. That resentment against the USA has been building up also in many other parts of the world, especially in the Arab and Muslim states. We've seen that already through the 9/11 attack. Most of those involved had Saudi Arabian connections, yet no one in the US administration decided to go to war with Saudi Arabia. In fact, the first people allowed to fly out of the US after 9/11 were members of the Bin Laden family, some of them wanted for questioning by the FBI. Let's face it, the motivation is already there. The means are available, nuclear weapons in Russia, China and elsewhere. The tools are available, potential terrorists all over the Muslim world, with a readiness to attack the USA from within. All that is required now is the opportunity. If these forces were to unite and plot together against the USA, what could stop them? Only divine intervention. But if that should no longer be available, then disaster would be inevitable. Jeremiah 51:8-9, Babylon will suddenly fall and be broken. Wail over her. Get balm for her pain. Perhaps she can be healed. We would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed. Let us leave her and each go to her own land, for her judgment reaches to the skies. It rises as high as the heavens. This verse seems to describe God's willingness to heal rather than to judge Babylon. But the choice is in our own hands. The prophets clearly describe the Lord's unwillingness to judge nations, even when it is clearly foretold. Jeremiah 18:7-10. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Of all nations, surely these words apply to the United States right now. Against this, we have the clear words of Jeremiah, "We would have healed Babylon, but she cannot be healed," which seems to suggest that maybe things have been left too late for healing. This disaster will take place in 1 hour. The prophetic words seem to emphasize the suddenness of her fall. Babylon will suddenly fall and be broken, Jeremiah 51:8. Revelation 18:21. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said, "With such violence the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again." Jeremiah 50:44. Like a lion coming up from Jordan's thickets to a rich pasture land, I will chase Babylon from its land in an instant. There will be no time for anyone, military or civilian, to prepare, except, of course, for those who have heeded these prophetic warnings beforehand. There will be protection for those who are remaining alert and prayerful, though what form that protection will take is difficult to predict. We know approximately who will carry out this attack, at least those who will lead and mastermind it. This will not be a small terrorist group, no matter how well organized. The prophets speak of several nations coming against Babylon, specifically those whom she has been riding upon, the 10-nation alliance of economically strong nations. Revelation 17:16. The beast and the 10 horns you saw will hate the prostitute. They will bring her to ruin and leave her naked. They will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. The attack will be led by the beast, the new world ruler-to-be, accompanied by the 10 rulers who will hand over to him and give him his initial authority. This is the conspiracy to end all conspiracies. One man, with the authority of 10 of the world's most powerful nations behind him, will plot to attack and totally destroy Mega Babylon. But there will be plenty of helpers ready to carry out these attacks. Revelation 18:6. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Pour her a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself.
Clear who
That was Moya Brennan from County Dublin, Ireland, and Heal This Land. There's another international organisation that perhaps we should mention here. It's now known as the Shanghai Cooperation Organisation and has boasted that they represent half of humanity. The six member states at present are China, Russia, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan, with India, Iran, Mongolia and Pakistan having observer status. There are no European nations involved, so this cannot encompass the 10-nation power block of Daniel and the Revelation, but the gathering together of these nations is certainly ominous. Where will the main attack be launched from? Jeremiah 50, verses 2 and 3. Babylon will be captured. Bel will be put to shame. Marduk filled with terror. Her images will be put to shame and her idols filled with terror. A nation from the north will attack her and lay waste her land. No one will live in it. Both people and animals will flee away. Verse 9. I will stir up and bring against Babylon an alliance of great nations from the land of the north. They will take up their positions against her, and from the north she will be captured. Verse 41. Look, an army is coming from the north, a great nation, and many kings are being stirred up from the ends of the earth. Jeremiah 51, verse 48. Then heaven and earth, and all that is in them, will shout for joy over Babylon, for out of the north destroyers will attack her, declares the Lord. An army attacking in battle formation, an alliance of great nations from the land of the north. It looks like the attack will come from the north, perhaps taking thinly populated Alaska first in order to attack from there. How might this affect Canada? Jeremiah 51, verses 27 and 28. Lift up a banner in the land, blow the trumpet among the nations, prepare the nations for battle against her. Summon against her these kingdoms, Ararat, Mini, and Ashkenaz. Appoint a commander against her. Send up horses like a swarm of locusts. Prepare the nations for battle against her, the kings of the Medes, their governors, and all their officials, and all the countries they rule. Ararat, as we know, is in Turkey. Ashkenaz is thought to refer to Germany, from the fact that Ashkenazi, or European Jews, originate from this area. According to the Jewish Virtual Library, in medieval rabbinical literature, the name Ashkenaz was used for Germany. The Medes is a reference to Persia, i.e. modern-day Iran, plus the countries they dominate or control, such as Lebanon, Hezbollah, Syria, and Gaza, Hamas. No surprises there, then. Some of these nations may already have suffered defeat at the hands of Israel, and so may in turn be ready to take revenge against the US. Will this include a nuclear attack? It seems likely, according to the description in the Revelation, Revelation 18, 8-10, therefore in one day her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. When the kings of the earth, who committed adultery with her and shared her luxury, see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her. Terrified at her torment, they will stand far off and cry. Jeremiah 50, verse 32, I will kindle a fire in her towns that will consume all who are around her. From offshore, witnesses will be able to see Babylon burning. The smoke of her burning will be visible far out to sea. There will be many witnesses of her destruction. Jeremiah 50, verse 43, the king of Babylon has heard the report about them, and his hands hang limp. Distress has gripped him, agony like a woman in childbirth. The attack will come so suddenly that the president will simply be paralysed by the news reports coming in. His great military will be wiped out in 1 hour, Jeremiah 50, verses 27 and 30. Jeremiah 50, verse 3, do not spare her young men, completely destroy her army. They will fall down slain in Babylon, fatally wounded in her streets. Jeremiah 51, verses 30 to 32. Babylon's warriors have stopped fighting. They remain in their strongholds. Their strength is exhausted. They have become weaklings. Her dwellings are set on fire. The bars of her gates are broken. One courier follows another, and messenger follows messenger to announce to the king of Babylon that his entire city is captured, the river crossing seized, the marshes set on fire, and the soldiers terrified. Jeremiah 51, verse 53. Even if Babylon ascends to the heavens and fortifies her lofty stronghold, I will send destroyers against her, declares the Lord. Even the USA's weapons in space will not be enough to save her. The United States is the only nation to have a Star Wars program of weapons in space. In addition to this, they have the HARP system, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, which can be used to influence climate, communications, and possibly as a more direct weapon. Russia has already protested about this project. For the rest of the world, this will be the biggest and most sensational news item ever. The story will flash around the earth, leaving everyone stunned and wondering, what happens now? Revelation 18, verse 46. At the sound of Babylon's capture, the earth will tremble. Its cry will resound among the nations. Jeremiah 51, 54-57. The sound of a cry comes from Babylon. The sound of great destruction from the land of the Babylonians. The Lord will destroy Babylon. He will silence her noisy din. Waves of enemies will rage like great waters. The roar of their voices will resound. A destroyer will come against Babylon. Her warriors will be captured and their bows will be broken. For the Lord is a God of retribution. He will repay in full. I will make her officials and wise men drunk, her governors, officers and warriors as well. They will sleep forever and not awake, declares the King, whose name is the Lord Almighty. It seems likely then that the President and other leaders, including those of the military, will actually be drunk and unable to react when the attack occurs. Revelation 18, 21-24. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large millstone and threw it into the sea and said, with such violence, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. The music of harpists and musicians, pipers and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No worker of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a millstone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of bridegroom and bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's important people. By your magic spell, all the nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of prophets and of God's holy people, of all who have been slaughtered on the earth. Join us again next week for Chapter 11, The Man is Revealed. Remember, if you want to buy the book, The Whore and Her Mother, in Kindle or paperback editions, go to our website, kingdomcome.org.uk. Slán agus banagia. Bye and God bless.
This series is produced by Precious Oil Productions for Kingdom Come Trust. For more information about the series, Bible notes and recordings of previous talks, check out our website at www.kingdomcome.org.uk or write to PO Box 200, Belfast, Northern Ireland, BT 23 7TZ.